All right, greetings, everybody. I'm here with some brothers and sisters online. I want to bring a teaching today. I titled this one, Do We Publicly Rebuke Elders or All Saints That Are in Sin? This came about because a saint sent an email and asked the question about 1 Timothy 5. And it says, Against an elder receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses, them that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear. So the question was this, and this was the question I was sent. Quote, would you think that this is only referring to elders, which get held to a higher standard, or everyone in sin to rebuke publicly? End of quote. So the question is, does this verse refer to only elders being publicly rebuked or everybody being rebuked in sin? Well, as always, it's a simple formula. We always do it over and over and over. We go to God's word. We're going to rightly divide the truth. We're going to help have the word of God tell us the truth. We don't have to guess. We don't have to wonder. If we read, often in context, when you read the verses around a verse, or maybe the chapter, sometimes the whole book, it gives us clues to what might be the truth. In this case, if we just go and read 1 Timothy 5:21, I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that thou observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. So Paul says, doing nothing by partiality. That word in the Greek is prosklesis, and it means basically favoritism. So what this means is, if we just kind of go with what the word is given by the Holy Spirit, it'd be impossible to publicly rebuke an elder for, say, adultery, and then keep it quiet if a non-elder, non-leader person fell in the same sin and we said, shh, don't tell anybody, keep it quiet. That would be partiality. That would be going outside of what God's word says. God is not a respecter of persons. That would be totally unfair, and God's word condemns that. So I think I'm going to show you with some scriptures that it's very safe to say that we are to publicly rebuke and expose all sin in leaders and non-leaders, and scripture is going to back this up. And I have two main reasons, and then some scripture. So, number one, the first reason that we can know this is true, have you ever considered this, saints? Seekers, if you're listening, you need to repent and obey the gospel, or you're going to lose your soul. But if you're listening, have you ever considered this? That the Bible publicly exposes many, many, many people's sins over and over, both leaders and elders and non-leaders, for all the ages to see. Have you ever pondered that? Go read the Bible. It's not partial in any way at all. Leaders and non-leaders, new saints to older saints, everybody gets a rebuke. And it's for all of us to read. Millions, if not, well, billions of people have read about these rebukes in Scripture. From Adam to Noah to David to Peter to many others. Now you may say, well, those people were kind of big characters. Well, I'm going to read some Scripture to show you. Nope. Even lesser characters got public rebuke and call out. And my second point is, Scripture itself, not only the whole overview of the Bible, but Scripture itself with people, dealing with people, is full of public rebuking of other men that were not leaders, or other people in general that were not leaders. Quick examples in the Old Testament: Eve in the garden, Adam in the garden, Israelites in the desert, little children eaten by bears. Yeah, go look up those verses. There's a lot of Old Testament verses that show both leaders and non-leaders getting rebuke and judgment, correction, exposing. God's word is clear about it. It's all over it. I was going to read you some New Testament scriptures, since we live and walk in the New Testament, that show non-leaders getting stern public rebuke. This is a great example here. Acts 8. 19 through 23. This is about Simon, who was a sorcerer, repented, he's born again, and he asked to buy the power of the Holy Spirit, saying, give me also this power, that whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. That's penned in the book of Acts for all the body that was reading it and everyone through time that's read it. Simon, a new believer, not a leader, gets a rebuke for being in sin about wanting to buy the Holy Spirit. And it is a public rebuke. That's how do you know it's public? You know about it. I know about it. It's a public rebuke. 1 Corinthians 5, let's see, verses 1 and 2 and 5 and 6. It is reported, Paul says, commonly there's fornication among you, and such fornication is not as much named among Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife, guys sleeping with his stepmother. And ye are puffed up, and have not rather mourned, that ye have done this deed, that have done this deed might be taken away from among you, to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of his flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Your glorifying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Yeah, a little bit of sin can create a big, big problem. Paul is publicly rebuking a man in that body. They all knew who it was. We don't know his name, but everybody knew who it was in Corinth. And then later, praise God, in 2 Corinthians, he's reinstated in the body. He repents, but he's called out publicly in this letter to Paul that they were all reading, and we've all read it for the ages and ages to come. How about this famous account? This would be Acts 5, the famous Ananias and Sapphira, verses 3 through 11. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? They lied about some land they sold and the amount of money. While it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. Yeah, he got judged by God right there. And great fear came upon all those that heard these things. Notice that fear. And the young man also wound him up and carried him out, buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. Notice the quick burial there, by the way. No wake, no funeral. I thought I'd just throw that in there. Such is the ways of man today. Quick burial. We promote burials. We as a body of believers don't promote wakes and funerals and all that foolishness. But anyway. And Peter answered unto her, his wife, telling whether he sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. And then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young man came in and found her dead, and carried her forth, buried her with her husband. Another quick burial. Verse 11, and the great fear came upon all the body, the ecclesia, and upon as many as heard those things. Notice it says feared twice. This is a very important part of rebuking, that in this case it was judgment and death, but it's important for people to see rebuke. Rebuke means correction, to have fear of God, maybe fear of dealing with the body and getting put out. Fear is the beginning of wisdom. You don't have fear, you're not going to fear being called out of your sin. You're not even going to fear sin. You're not going to fear God. You're lost. And we see it all the time in the streets. People don't fear God, so they don't stay away from sin. They don't hold fast to sound doctrine. So I could list other scriptures, but I think the word is really clear. Go read Jesus, our master, in Matthew 18. He tells us to go to a brother in sin. Then if it's still a problem, go with more. Then go before the whole body. Then treat him like a publican and put him out. The unrepented sinner. I think you see how important dealing with sin, calling it out, the whole body knew about it. and he would be put out. The Bible is very clear on this matter. Now, I need to make this note. Somebody's going to say, yeah, but what about teachers that teach online? They're going to get, like, exposed online. And then the person that's a non-teacher, non-leader, they don't get exposed online. They might just get exposed publicly in the body. Yeah, the exposing would be according to who that person is. If they're online doing ministry, doing teaching, and they get exposed, it's fair game to expose them online because that's their platform. If they're a non-teacher, non-internet person, not doing anything, you wouldn't plaster their picture on the internet because it just would be fruitless. Why would you do that? They're not on the internet. They're not doing that. I guess in a rare case, if a person was a danger to somebody, maybe someone was a child molester or some physical harm, you might label him another way on the internet. But in most cases, teachers online get exposed online. Non-teachers, non-internet people, generally, there can be exceptions, don't get exposed online. So I think as we study this, it's pretty clear to know this, that elders, teachers, anyone in public teaching and ministry, and anyone in public sin, any saint, gets a rebuke. And it can be public in the body or further without partiality. I think it's very clear. Ephesians 5:11 tells us, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And so, as I finish out this teaching, I think it's really important to remind people this is a loving process. It's all about redemption. It's all about calling out of sin. The wages of sin is death, right? You don't leave people in their sin. You don't love them if you leave them in their sin. It's loving to call people out with a rebuke, even a public rebuke, lest they perish. You don't believe saints can perish in their sin, like the churchianity tells us all the time, oh, no, no, sin's not going to damn you. Jesus paid for all our sin. Really? Unrepented, willful sin? No. Go read Hebrews 10:26, but how about James 5:19-20? Brethren, who's he talking to? Brethren, if any of you, who's he talking to? You, the brethren, do error from the truth, and one converteth him. Let him know that he that which converteth the sinner, now we know what the error was, sin, from the error of his way shall save a soul from death. That doesn't sound like eternal life to come, does it? You saved that soul from death to eternal life to come. If they stayed in their sin, they would be lost. And it says, and you shall hide a multitude of sins. So I think when we put all these scriptures together, there's a whole bunch more. Judge for yourselves. Elders, teachers, leaders, get a public rebuke. Non-elder, non-teacher, non-leaders also can get a public rebuke in the body. Who they are and what their ministry is, where it is, really is the basis by which we go any further and expose them more, because it's very important that we purge sin out of the body. You know, go all the way back to the Old Testament. They took rebellious children. They didn't just like stone them privately where nobody could see it. They took them to the city gate. That was like the newspaper. That was like the internet back then. They took them to the city gate where everybody would have been roaming around talking about things, and did it right there in front of the elders. That in front of everybody, so that others may see and fear. So hopefully this teaching causes you, if you're an elder or leader, if you're a teacher online, if you're an evangelist out in the world preaching, even if you're just none of those and you're just in the body, hopefully it teaches you to fear that those around you have the authority to call out your sin. And if you won't repent of it privately, if it's a public sin, it needs to be exposed publicly, so that others may see and fear and come to redemption. I hope that blessed you all. Check out all the teachings and all the audios at don'tperish.com. This will be up in the Ecclesia gathering area to bless you, also in the teaching area. So hold fast to the truth. Cling to the biblical gospel. Judge yourself. Stay out of sin. And you will not have to be judged and exposed publicly. Love you all. Hold fast to the word of God. And may God be praised.